From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. An unusual turn of events at this weekend's Conservative Political Action Conference just outside Washington. CPAC is not a place to find supporters of a Democratic presidential candidate, but many Republican activists attending appear to find her preferable to Donald Trump, their own party's front-running candidate. Hillary, for all of her many, many, many flaws, is a mature adult, said one attendee who proclaimed Trump too dangerous to be president, saying if it's him versus Hillary, he might not vote. The Republican frontrunner canceled his CPAC appearance set for today, choosing instead to hold a campaign rally in Kansas, one of five states in a territory holding primaries this weekend. Campaigning Friday in Michigan, Trump continued his sharp criticism of opponents Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio.
You know that in Florida, they hate little Marco Rubio so much.
It's true.
Because of the fact that he never votes, he never shows up to vote.
Meantime, at the CPAC conference, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson has also now officially withdrawn his campaign for president. Turkish authorities in Istanbul have staged a raid on the offices of Zeman, Turkey's largest circulation newspaper, cracking down on media outlets supporting the political opposition. The action was linked to a government campaign against opposition journalists and opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in the United States. 500 protesters turned out today and were greeted by rubber bullets and water cannon. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who have fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Burundians began leaving the country almost a year ago after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term, which he later won. This is VOA News.